Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I get this question a lot from people who particularly multi-percussionists, who want to play lots of different instruments. I mean, it's quite... A lot of percussionists tend to have one sort of main instrument, and then the other instruments are sort of subsidiary to that, and you know, so you're a conga player, or you're a tabla player, and, you know, with some other setup around you, or whatever. For me, I like to have, you know, X amount of instruments, you know, down to a certain extent. So it, you know, really becomes a multi-percussionist in the truest sense, really. In the beginning, with each instrument, you've really got to spend a lot of time, really a lot of time, and really focus on each instrument. But of course, as time goes on, and you're using those instruments, professionally and regularly, then in a sense, you know, that is practice as well. Although, you know, as you correctly say, you know, you do need a singular discipline. You know, you need to be very disciplined. You know, I practice a lot, but it's not always possible to be practicing a lot. You know, if you're in the studio, like I've just been working on two albums that I've been recording in India, one with Vikku Vinayakram and Bikram Ghosh, and, you know, I've been 2 weeks mixing that, you know, so there's not that much time to play, you know. So yeah, it comes in. You have to be you've got to be realistic about it, and don't think, oh my god, I haven't practiced today, that's the end of the world. You know, you've got to go easy on yourself, but you know, you've got to work hard. You know, if you're cutting the mustard, you know if you're pulling your weight and getting everything together. And of course, if you sit and play and there's nothing happening on the instrument, then you know, my god, I've got to really you know, really work on that to get it back to where it was, you know. So luckily I don't end up in that position that often, so that's I suppose I must be working hard on it. Yeah.